Hello, podcast listeners. This is Rob again, and I'd like to ask you for a favor. As I often say, our mission here at Amplify Process Safety is to save lives by helping companies improve their process safety programs. However, we can only meet our mission by working with more companies, and that's where you come in. If your company needs a PSM audit, or perhaps needs help with a process hazard analysis, or maybe you don't know how to submit an RMP plan to EPA, let us know. These are all things that we can help with. At Amplify Process Safety, we are experts in all aspects of PSM and RMP regulations, including PHAs, mechanical integrity, management of change, and we also have lots of useful knowledge related to NFPA requirements, combustible dust, etc. So if you or someone at your company could use our help or just wants to talk about some things related to process safety, please don't hesitate to reach out. Whenever you want to, you can reach me on my direct line, 207-229-0862. And as I said, if you know of anyone who can use our services, please let us know. Till next time, be safe out there.
Welcome to Amplify Your Process Safety, the podcast that provides the experience and expertise you need when it comes to process safety and risk management. Our hands-on approach will give you the insight needed, whether you're new to industry or process safety, in a role where you interact with aspects of process safety, or an experienced process safety professional. Join us in our mission to protect people, the companies they work for, and the communities where they operate by making process safety knowledge available to all.
Hello, podcast listeners, and welcome back to the Amplify Your Process Safety podcast. I'm Rob Bartlett. Thanks for tuning in, or I guess maybe I should say downloading or streaming the podcast or whatever it is you're doing. Guess I'm really dating myself here, back in the days when you had to tune into radio shows. Anyway, welcome. Glad you're here with us. In this episode, I'm happy to be reintroducing David Hatch for this week's show. David joined us to talk about using bow ties to manage process risk back in episode 39. As you may recall, David is a process safety expert and an entrepreneur based in Derby, UK. And today he is back to talk to us about using a new product, I guess I would say, that he is developing and has been developing for a while now, called process safety cards. And we're going to talk about how to use these process safety cards to help prevent industrial accidents. So David, welcome.
Hi again, Rob. Thanks for having me.
Yes, good to have you here. So let's start at the beginning. So what are process safety cards, and maybe give a little bit of background of like, how did you come up with the idea for this?
Okay, so I, like you, make my living from avoiding major accidents, major loss of containments. But people like you and I, we're not necessarily in the front line. You know, there are people who are on a daily basis interacting with high pressure, high temperature materials. But I'm not sure that in the area of big data or better technology that we're actually seeing a reduction in incidents. So perhaps we're just not giving the right focus to the right people. So I realized that my knowledge and other people's knowledge just isn't getting or staying with the front line. So I saw an opportunity to condense process safety knowledge into an accessible, familiar pack of cards in a way that people would recognize the symbology of it. And these kind of cards they've actually been out for a while. ICI in the UK had cards that simplified, you know, familiar accidents, and they would pass them to their apprentices, you know, these novice employees who had no idea of what they were actually responsible for. Mm-hmm. And what I tried to get across is this idea that Sun Tzu said in The Art of War, to know your enemy. And if you know your enemy, then you're better prepared. And for me, the enemy is not necessarily the hazard. The hazards may be flammable, toxic, corrosive, but they are part of your business. Only when you lose control does the enemy appear? So how can we all fight or defend against the enemy? And that's what the cards are aiming to do, to help people know where the vulnerabilities are, to be alert, to be aware, and to really to focus on how can they avoid the loss of containment, the loss of control. So that's the idea, is to basically operationalize familiar process safety principles in a way that anyone can use.
So I want to be clear here. You and I know what we're talking about, but others, I just realize others might not. When you say process safety cards, we're actually talking about playing cards. We're talking about cards that you can play poker with or bridge or whatever. And so just to give a description, and I'm actually opening a pack right now that I have from you, Dave. So basically what we have is we have our normal cards and suits and numberings, ace, two, three, four, five, spades, hearts, etc. And for instance, on the ace of spades here, we have internal corrosion, and it is the potential mechanism for loss of containment. And there's a graphic that goes with it, right?
Yeah, so absolutely. One of the key deployment mechanisms was, as you say, these look like familiar playing cards. And
right.
you've got 52 cards. Each card represents a different loss of containment. So you've got the familiar, what they call the pips and the suits. You've got the diamonds, the spades, the hearts, and the clubs. But each card, rather than the three of diamonds simply having three diamonds on it, it has a loss of containment image or symbol. And you know, one of the opportunities here is that you can keep the symbols, but you can change the language. So you could have the cards in Spanish, you could have the cards in Portuguese, you could have them in Arabic or Chinese. So the imagery is the same. And even without telling people how the cards work, if you left a pack of cards in any workplace, people would naturally just interact with them. And like you say, play blackjack or poker or whatever. But really, that's like the lazy way to do it. That's just learning by osmosis, whereas the idea is to get more structured learning, to get these images, you know, into the hearts and minds of people, so they are more aware of internal corrosion, external corrosion, dropped objects, etc.
So the idea is, so I'm holding here, at least in my deck, the 10 of hearts is inadvertent discharge. So, and that the graphic is, I guess, basically a couple of valves with pipe endings with liquid coming out with exclamation points, such that we know, hey, I'm not supposed to have liquid coming out of here. So the idea is that, I mean, number one, I think what you're saying is there's the, I think you said it, or I've heard you say it before, the osmosis learning, right? I'm playing solitaire and I see that I play the 10 of hearts, and whether I consciously see it or not, I'm absorbing the fact that inadvertent discharge, leaving a valve open when it's not supposed to be, might be a bad thing. But there's other things that we can do with this. So what in real life, other than me sitting down at my, during my lunch break in the break room playing solitaire with my cards, how else are you seeing these being used, or what other suggestions do you have for ways that these can be used?
So that's a really good question. So I guess the most obvious one is around about toolbox talks. And
okay.
I want to emphasize that there are a lot of initiatives out there, you know, and I'm really not trying to replace those initiatives. But what I want to do is to make those initiatives, those process safety management frameworks, accessible to everybody. And most facilities will have outsourcing. They will have contractors or suppliers or whatever. And the cards are really meant to be really broadly accessible. So things like toolbox talks, if you've got a team of contractors coming on site for an outage or a turnaround, you could then, for example, deal out the cards, and you know, a selection of people will look at their card and say, right, I've got, you know, I've got external corrosion, so what what's my experience of external corrosion, or what's my role in preventing it? You know, it's basically giving people an opportunity to be more active in the way that they manage their tasks. Or you could do it on a campaign basis. You 52 weeks in a year, 52 cards. So each week we're going to pick a topic, and this week's topic we're going to have at the start of our toolbox talks, at the start of our safety moment. So the opportunity here is to use these as visual reminders, as a visual language to get people to engage in a way that they could even carry the cards around with them. They could take the cards out to their workplace or their work site. You could even attach the cards to a permit to work. So if you're doing a specific task, what are the loss of containment scenarios that you need to be aware of or mindful of? So it's, again, it's really trying to get across in a friendly, fun, but serious way, be aware of, this has gone wrong in the past, this may go wrong in future, be alert, be aware.
Okay, so we've got a bunch of different ways that we can use these. And I mean, it's funny, I'm sitting here with the cards in my hand, and you just can't help but just kind of like go through it and say, oh, the six of diamonds is overspeed, or, you know, the seven of spades is aging. And it kind of starts the thinking of like, how can this, I mean, for me, obviously, I'm not operating a chemical process, but I certainly am close to facilities that do. So how would this particular facility, you know, have they thought about this? So part of the idea, I think, is that we've got, you know, we want to bring awareness to folks and have them thinking of these things. But I think we've talked about before, like using them like in a PHA. And I know you have some examples of, you know, kind of what, like dealing them out to people. And then as you go through the PHA, like using that as a way to get people to think. When we do PHAs, you know, we always say the PHA is only as good as the people in the room and the brainstorming that we do for what are those bad things that can go wrong. And so here's an interesting sort of tool that, you know, that might help with that brainstorming process. Anything to add to that?
No, I think that's a really good example. And that's one of the early adopters came up with. And she saw the opportunity, which was basically at the start of a PHA, you deal out all the cards around the members. And as you say, you know, the output is only as good as the participants. And in most cases, everybody has a role to play. Sometimes people turn up to spectate, but generally everybody has a role to play, and their contribution is just as valid as the next person. By giving them each some cards, as each deviation is discussed or each scenario is discussed, people, if they hold that card, they put that card in the middle. And then at the end of the session, whatever cards are left in people's hands are either not applicable, and it's entirely possible that 52 different cards will not, you know, not every facility will experience all 52 loss of containments. So it's either not applicable, it's not been discussed, and therefore there's half a dozen cards that need some more scrutiny. Or let's be honest, that person just wasn't paying attention and they should have put the card back in the middle.
Taking a bit of a nap, huh? Oh, come on. Yeah, that never happens in a PHA. Come on.
only in Friday afternoons.
After but that, pizza, that yeah, after pizza lunch.
Sure, and but you know, I really want to try and get more people involved. So whether it's a toolbox talk, and you've got a team of technicians, or whether it's a management meeting, and let's be honest, managers are not necessarily engineering specialists. They don't, you know, deal with analysis and modeling and calculations and whatnot every day. So senior management also need to be educated, informed, reminded. And at the start of a management meeting or whatever, you could deal out the cards in the same way as a toolbox talk. And, you know, again, everybody's got to talk about their card. You know, what do I know about this particular topic? What's my responsibility in addressing this topic? And it kind of forces people to come to the table prepared, because if they get a card that they should know about, that they don't know about, then they're, you know, maybe it's a bit brutal, but they're going to get named and shamed.
Right, right. That's a good point. I've thought of these, you know, as we've, you know, been talking about them, and I've got my hands on them. I've thought of them more for the hourly folks, or maybe the more the frontline folks, supervisors and maintenance folks and, you know, operators. But you're absolutely right. Management folks don't always come from a chemical background, or and may not have any sort of understanding of these sort of failure mechanisms. And anything we can do to get them more on board to understand those and asking the right questions about these to their folks, that's going to be better, have benefits moving forward. Okay, so we've kind of talked about, you know, what they are and kind of how to use them and some of the benefits of them. One of the things that I really that intrigued me that I've noticed you do recently is using QR codes to basically allow the card to be like an entryway into much more information about that particular failure mechanism. So can you maybe just say a little bit about how are they being used and what sorts of information are you doing now? Where might it go in the future? I just think that there's a lot of utility there, and it would be interesting to hear more.
Yeah, so obviously there's limited real estate on a poker sized playing card. You can, you know, you're trying to really use the cards to drive awareness. You know, what goes beyond that is understanding, is going, now you're aware you need to, or you should be wanting to find out more, because what goes behind it, coming back to our previous topic about bow ties, what goes behind it is, how do these loss of containment events happen? What are the typical threats that lead to it? What are the prevention measures, the barriers that are in place? So what we've been doing recently is to put individual QR codes on the front of the cards. So each 52 cards has its own QR code, and that then directs you either to a public space. For example, we've got some demo pages set up, or within your organization's SharePoint or Teams or whatever. So you can scan on your flameproof device if you're in a flammable atmosphere, you know, your phone or your tablet. That's going to take you to relevant, I'm calling it intelligence, you know. So let's just say that the topic is, the ace of spades is internal corrosion. So there's a page on internal corrosion that gives you typical causes of internal corrosion. It gives you a visualization in a bow tie format of threats and barriers, etc. It can take you to, for example, CSB videos that relate to corrosion. It can take you to engineering standards, ASME, NACE, whatever. It can take you to media, podcasts like your great Amplify podcasts, or it can take you to whatever you want to convey or communicate or embed within people, so that they don't just remember, you know, we've got to worry about corrosion. It's how do I address it? How do I identify it? How do I manage it? So that's kind of the next stage, is to try and use the technology smarter. Because let's face it, this is old fashioned analog tech. This is something that people put in their dirty hands, you know. And gamification is, you know, it's popular, it's fashionable, but gamification takes time and costs money. You know, if you're going to sit around the table and play a process safety version of Monopoly, you know, that's going to take, you know, well over an hour. If you've got a team of contractors that are desperate to start a job, they're not going to hang around while you, you know, roll the dice. So this is really aimed to be micro learning. This is really aimed to get this into, literally into the hands, the hearts and the minds of people as quickly as possible. But, you know, give them the opportunity to learn more through, use the QR codes to take them somewhere else. How do they find out more about internal corrosion or over temperature or things like that?
I know the pack that I have, there's a QR code on the back. As we're talking here, I just look to see, where does that QR code take me? And it takes me to worksafety.cards, which is your website. And the stuff that you're talking about is all opportunities that companies would have to basically craft a process that fits what their needs are, right? And the QR code really, it can be, I mean, it can be so customized that, you know, the opportunities are kind of endless.
Yeah. So if you take the history of the cards themselves are based on a lot of research from CCPS, UK Health and Safety Executive, to come up with 52 pretty much unique loss of containment events. Now, not every industry is going to have all 52. So let's just take cold embrittlement. You know, that's unique to certain industries.
Yeah.
So if your business or your industry or your company doesn't have that particular hazard or that particular card, then we'll replace that. We'll come up with something that's specific to your business. And as I say, you know, we can help tie that card through the QR codes to somewhere on your internet or somewhere external, an industry organization, whatever, to try and, you know, not just have this short, you know, engagement with the card, use the cards as a learning, a ticket, you know, to learn more and to keep learning, whether you're inside or you're outside the organization.
Interesting. Okay. I find that fascinating. I just think that there's a lot of uses for that it sounds like we're just scratching the surface on. Okay. We're getting probably toward the end here, but I did want to talk to you a little bit about, you know, we talked about these, about the cards themselves, playing cards, you know, normal. This is what I'm used to when I want to, you know, if I want to play solitaire or poker or blackjack, but you've also developed some online kind of similar processes, right?
Yeah, so it's really frustrating that you and I are talking and nobody can actually see these cards, but you've done a great job describing them. Basically, because of COVID or even without COVID, you know, if you're in an international organization that's got many different offices, you can still interact with the cards, because what we've done is to create digital card tables. So you've basically got images of whatever card or whatever deck you've got, and just like you would do in a Teams meeting or a Zoom meeting, it's effectively like a virtual whiteboard that everybody can basically play their cards or share their cards as if they were in the room. So rather than, you know, physically dealing out the 52 cards, you can electronically deal them out in the same way that you would see, you know, gaming sites or, you know, online poker sites or whatever. It's the same kind of platform. You've just got different people in different locations basically playing cards, but this way they're exchanging knowledge. So they will talk about the cards, or they will explain why they think this card is critical or less important or whatever.
So we're not just relying on, as you said, an old analog technology. You've pushed it a little bit into the internet age, at least with these with this online option. Fantastic. All right. So anything else that you want to bring up that is important for people to know about these cards?
I think my background, like yours, is process safety, but it became apparent that there's other opportunities. I moved from process safety cards to work safety cards. So we can develop cards for different industries, whether it's mining, shipping, aviation, basically whatever's, you know, critical to your business and you want to get your people and keep them on board, cards can be developed for that. The other thing that we're doing just now is safety data sheets. We can condense safety data sheets down into a single card. So some of your listeners may be familiar with the NFPA Diamond, so we can have cards with that. And we've also started doing incident cards. So last week was the anniversary of Bhopal, so you could summarize Bhopal on a card and again use that as basically a catalyst for conversation. You know, so this time, you know, 20 odd years ago, this incident happened. How does this apply to us? How are we going to stop it happening to us? So again, it's using that familiar, tangible, touchy-feely card platform to get the message across. And I think the other thing to say is not only are people like you and me sharing our knowledge with the frontline people or management, there's the opportunity for us to learn from them, because they will use the cards or they will feed that back centrally. So it's a two-way exchange, I think.
Well, it's interesting. I see it almost like I just had this thought occur to me that, you know, if you look at a pack of playing cards, right, it's pretty straightforward, right? Four sets of 13 color, you know, and symbols. And that's really it. But how many different card games are there? I mean, there's probably thousands of card games, most of which none of us ever play. But people come up with very ingenious ways to use these 52 little pieces of basically paper or plastic. So definitely interested to hear these other ideas that you have that you've been working on, and interesting to see where this technology goes in the future. So David, thanks for joining us. Podcast listeners, if you have a comment about this week's episode, an idea for a future episode, or a question about anything process safety related, we'd love to hear from you. Please send us a voicemail using the link in our episode description, or you can always just shoot us an email, podcast@amplifyconsultants.com. David, please tell everybody where they can contact you for questions, or hey, if they want to order 1,000 packs of these cards, how do they do that?
So there's a website which is now called worksafety.cards. You can also go to processsafety.cards, and all the information, there's some videos there on how the idea behind the cards, how the cards could work, and there's a contact form there. So get in touch, and we can create different decks and different languages to suit different applications, and we really welcome any feedback, because that's how these platforms improve.
Absolutely. Okay. And what about social media? LinkedIn, you're on LinkedIn?
I'm on LinkedIn, yeah. Okay. I'm the guy in the kilt.
The guy in the kilt. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. I should have used that for my fun. I should have had a fun fact with that earlier in the podcast. Anyway, David's information will be available online in the notes for the podcast as well. So if you are driving, don't try to write down while you're driving. Finally, our goal at Amplify Process Safety is to save lives by partnering with companies that handle highly hazardous chemicals to create world-class process safety systems, as it's our belief that these systems will help to prevent catastrophic incidents like Bhopal and many others that unfortunately we've experienced. Please don't hesitate to reach out to us if we can help guide you on your process safety journey. Thank you for listening, and as always, until next time, be safe out there.
We appreciate you joining us for this episode of Amplify Your Process Safety. Head to our website, amplifyconsultants.com, to find our show notes and other resources. Thank you for joining us in our mission to ultimately save lives by advancing process safety right here on Amplify Your Process Safety. Until next time.